And good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And we have the morning interview guests here. I'm joined in the studio today by Chris Washko and Alex Bills. Chris is the director of the Student Success Center over at UAS, the manager. And Alex Bills is an exchange student from Bavaria who is here in a program called the Congress Bundestag Youth Exchange, or CBYX. And welcome. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
I guess I'd like to start with you, Chris. Could you tell us a little bit about this program, what exactly CBYX is?
Yeah, the program is kind of set up as a cooperative government exchange that's been going on for several decades between the U.S. government and the German parliament to have students exchange, come over, get work and study experience in the partnering country. Get some experience about life and home life and social and political kind of perspective in each of those countries. And so we are participating in that program for the first time this year here at the Sitka campus.
Cool. So it is 75 German students and 75 United States students. Mm-hmm. And the Germans are young professionals. They're not necessarily, they're in college, yeah. They're out of college.
They've usually had a few years out of high school already and gone into an apprenticeship or a training program, some with some technical college classes as well. But they're in the work field already getting some training. While our educational system is a little bit different, so our students are typically out of high school and into the college system or going into the college system straight out of high school. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so, Alex, you are from Bavaria. Where exactly are you from?
So I'm from a small town. It's called Dillingen, which is located on the northwest side of Munich. So it's about 1 hour by car. So it's pretty much in the south of Germany.
Okay. How big is it? Is it comparable to Sitka? How many people?
So there are about 16,000 people living there, and it's a bit bigger than Sitka.
Right. Yes. Double the size. So what are you doing here in Sitka? What exactly, what part of the program are you doing? What work do you do while you're here?
So I'm attending classes at UAS. So I'm taking 7 credits. It's a humanities and an intermediate algebra course. And I'm also working 20 hours per week at the IT department at the UAS.
Okay, so your experience back in Germany then was with IT. Is that what you studied in high school?
Yeah, that's right. So I made an apprenticeship as an IT management assistant over the last 3 years. And I worked at a nuclear power plant in Germany.
Oh, wow. Interesting. So what does that compare to what you're experiencing here in Sitka? What has coming to this small island town been like for you?
It's truly different, but I really enjoy the great landscape here in Sitka, and also to be like really directly at the sea. And I'm really impressed by how much things are going on in Sitka. So, for example, last weekend there was the Whale Fest, and it was a really humbling experience for myself.
Did you get out on the water? Were you able to go see some of the whales up close? Or
that's true. So I had the chance to take the whale cruise on Sunday morning, and we were able to see quite a few whales there.
I heard it was that the cruises were pretty good.
It was really good, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. So, and actually, I think, Chris, you might have mentioned that you guys also were involved with student government recently. Did you just get elected, Alex?
Got elected as a representative of the student government. And I'm really happy that I can contribute to UAS and to help to improve the life here of local students, but also of distance students.
You are really jumping in with both feet into the community.
That's
great.
True.
Yeah. So speaking of that, I guess, what is the living situation like? Chris, you said maybe that there's need for a host family for you, Alex.
Yeah, the one of the purposes of the program is to really immerse the participants as much in American home life and community life as possible. And so most of the participants are placed in a host family somewhere so that they can, you know, have that kind of support network and that kind of social environment at home outside of their work and their class experience. And so we're still looking for a host family for Alex. And right now we've been fortunate enough to have the fine arts camp and some housing over there with a few students. And so this semester, that's where Alex has been living. And there's a few students over there living with Alex, but we're still looking to see if we can then, you know, augment his experience second semester with the American home life, you know, with some kind of family experiences that would compare to what a lot of the other students in the country are experiencing out of this exchange program. So And tentatively, we have a family that can host Alex for the first 3 months of the semester. Ideally, there would be one placement for the entire semester, but even if someone's available for the months of April, May, June, we can work with a transition at that point. So that's kind of what we're looking for. And the participants, basically, to be a host family, one, it doesn't need to be a full family. It could be a couple. It could be a single professional. And that's fine as well. But the requirements are that there's a single bedroom, a private bedroom for Alex, and the equivalent of two meals or two meals worth of groceries per day. And there is a small host stipend available, about, I think it's $225 a month, to just kind of help augment those. And the rest of the responsibilities for transportation and other living expenses would fall on Alex. So
okay. So if someone is interested in helping out, can they get a hold of you, Chris? Or
absolutely. Okay. Yeah, they can call me on campus at 747-7703.
Okay, great. And Alex seems like a wonderful individual. So if you have room in your house, you
he's
should definitely
great. He's great. He's harmless. Yeah. He's super engaged, outgoing. We've really, really enjoyed having Alex on campus so far.
Yeah. So what? So you're working on campus and you're in the IT department, you said?
That's right.
So what exactly do you do over there for that?
So it's quite, it isn't like every day the same, but for example, on some days I'm helping the users if they have any issues. On other days I'm installing new software, I'm administrating the servers, I'm taking care of the network environment. And so it's really diverse.
Mm-hmm. And are these probably are not new skills for you then. So I'm curious what it is that you're hoping to take back to Germany when you return home.
So the work environment is actually pretty different compared to Germany. And there are so much things that are like different, and I'm really trying to take everything with me back home and to really to widen my skills and to gain also intercultural skills.
Right. Yeah. Learning about other countries. Yeah. Sure. That sounds wonderful. Well, so if people are interested in hosting Alex, they can call Chris at 747-7703. I want to make sure people know that. And Chris, I guess I'm curious what's going to happen after Alex. Alex is here through June.
Mm-hmm.
But then does this program continue on? Are you hoping to get more students? What happens next?
Yeah, we certainly hope so. So right now the organization that is coordinating it on the U.S. side is called Cultural Vista, so they've just applied for funding again, and they've had it for several years. So we are really hoping that we will put forth and request that another student who feels it's a good fit would be able to participate next year and come. So, and we will be looking for another host family again to start next fall.
Okay, great. So if people maybe can't do it this time around, they could contact
you
though.
Absolutely, that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm curious too, what if there's an American student and is listening right now and is interested in being part of this program, but from the other end, is someone going to Germany? Can they talk to you, or is that a whole different?
Yeah, they can. Alex actually got some information for us, and he's put up a couple of posters on campus, so we can get them connected with Cultural Vistas to see the process for an outgoing student. And we would love to be able to bring that experience to the community of Sitka. Any students who finished high school are college bound and want to add this into their college experience. Would
cool.
be great.
Excellent. And they could talk to you, Alex, too, about that, about your experience.
So I'm really happy to help them, and they can always contact me.
Okay. And so is it easy to find you? Probably easiest to find you at the university, if someone could find you, if they went over to UAS?
I think it's easiest if they try to find me at the university, and they can always come to my office and talk to me.
Okay, great. Excellent. Well, just one more time, I want to leave listeners with the phone number to get a hold of Chris at 747-7703. If you have potential for an exchange student to stay in your house. And if you have any other questions about the CBYX program, both Chris and Alex, I think, would be delighted to talk with people about that. Thank you both, Chris and Alex, for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Good morning. We're returning to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.